Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley and Beth Jacobson.
And thank you for joining us today. Our mission is to educate, empower, and enlighten.
And you can listen to us every Monday at 1:30. The first and the third of Mondays at 1:30, we do the Tidbits and Tea with Beth and Marie. The second and fourth Monday of the month at 1:30, we do phone in and ask one question with psychics, Marie and Beth. So you can also go to, if you have any questions or comments or any feedback that you would like to give to us, you can go to divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. You can email us some questions, comments, or if you're wanting to see the show go in a different direction or add an addition, we're more than happy to take those that feedback and we'll decipher and discern it and see if that's the way that it needs to be, but we want to involve our audience. We also have a Facebook page, Divine Goddess Radio. We'd love for you to go on there and like our page. Let us know if you have a business page as well, because we'll go back and we'll like yours as well. So if you're also wanting to have an individual reading or both Beth and Marie together, we do that. We also do parties. We do corporate settings. We go into schools, anywhere in the community, even churches. We teach classes and we do Divine Goddess parties. If you want to know more information on that, please email us at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. You can call Marie at 651-303-0555 or Beth at 651-900-4136. So welcome, everybody, to Monday Monday.
Welcome, welcome to Bits and Tea with Beth and Marie. Today is our energy show. And this is where we... and try to enlighten you on what's going on energetically, because there's always stuff happening. And I guess if you don't really know and you don't anticipate or prepare, it can knock you off your feet. So our goal is to give you the awareness of what's happening so that you can kind of be armed and be prepared.
It's to inform you, educate you, enlighten you so that you become more empowered and shift through these crazy times. Crazy. And relationships are being challenged in all ways, shapes, and forms.
Mm-hmm.
Personal, romance, business, family, everything is being challenged right now. And it's doing a doozy on people.
Well, and it's been pretty intense because, you know, September was really intense. And September's energy was all about having the truth being brought to the surface. A lot of things that were hidden, a lot of hidden agendas, a lot of secrets, all of these things were brought to the surface because Pluto was retrograde. And once it went direct, boy, did things start coming out. I think it's good. Because the illusion's cleared, then you get to really, really see what is out there. And so September was all about that. Now we're into October. October is about balance. And this is the month where we really have to look at ourselves and go, okay, we know we have the information now. What are we going to do with it? Because when things come to light and you know, things are not as they seem and you've been challenged on that, then you have to take that information and say, okay, now what am I going to do with it? And October is all about bringing yourself back into balance. Are you doing too many things in one way and not enough in the other? Are you running, running, running and not giving yourself some free time? Are you devoting yourself to a certain project or whatever and then neglecting other parts in your life? So all of these things are being brought to the forefront so that you can sit down and go, okay, now I know what my challenges were. Now I know what I've gone through. How do I balance that for October so that, A, when Mercury goes retrograde, goes forward, October 9th, we have a little plan in place. And remember, too, with retrograde, even though it goes forward October 9th, there's always a couple weeks of shadow still. So it's not 100%. Boom, you know, we go forward.
Okay, so folks, we're never out of it. We're never out of it. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah. And, you know, I've experienced very intense things going on since the full moon and the eclipse. And yet that eclipse energy is going to be hanging around to the end of October. So that's why October, if you are into astrology and you read horoscopes and forecasts, they've all said that October is going to be a doozy of a ride. It's up and down. It's
what the hell is it not a doozy of a ride, for God's sake?
What?
Or enlightened and evolved,
you know,
and you have nothing left to work on.
Yeah. I mean, just, you know, when you think back to people who haven't awoken yet and they're just going through their life and they're not really keeping in mind what the energies are, all they do is think, yeah, I don't know what's going on. I don't ask myself, okay, I'm armed with the knowledge. I need to go with it because it's almost like you're ignorant on it. And then I think, so I don't know. Maybe that's the balance. Maybe that's how you find balance, is getting the information and then saying, all right, I have the information. Now, what am I going to do with my life but not let myself be directed and controlled by that?
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
So a lot of things to ponder. A lot of things to ponder.
A lot of BS is coming up. Let me tell you, a lot of BS.
Well, that is the result of Pluto. I mean, you know, Pluto is the planet of secrets.
Yeah.
And illusions. So when it was at retrograde, all that kind of, you know, underneath the surface,
mm-hmm.
and boom, we went forward after the eclipse, and
blessings and knocking on wood, knocking on wood, because then that's easy peasy. So, you know, it's also a perfect opportunity to sit here and establish really healthy boundaries. And look at going, that's it, I'm done with this bullshit. I'm done with this. And firmly stating that out there so the universe gets it. I'm done with this. I'm done with people treating me like this. I'm done with feeling like I'm a slave to that. I'm done with being taken for granted, blah, 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 whatever it is.
Right. Well, and I think obviously, it's, you know, these energies, they make us go through things for a purpose so that if we recognize them and we work with them, we get out from the other side, and it only helps them grow and evolve. And it also helps us push us in whatever direction we need to go. So many of us, I'd say in the last few months, have been kind of stuck going, where are we going? What am I doing? What's my direction? And then, boom, you have something that goes bam, bam, bam. And there your direction opens up, your path opens up. So,
you know, I'll tell you this, but a lot of generosity from others has really opened up, which I've never experienced it to this extent before. So I'm going, wow, I'm liking that.
Well,
it's about damn time. About damn time.
Yeah, and also I think too, though, you know, when you're kind of stuck in that pattern and you're shaken up, I think sometimes we get in our own way.
Oh, yeah.
And
we always do.
It's
not, I think, we always do.
Yeah. So then when we are pushed and we're shaken very, like, down to the core and the foundation, somehow it, like, shatters that wall around us,
mm-hmm.
and then that's when all of a sudden all this abundance comes in. October, even though we're on the end of all that intense energy and, you know, we're trying to find the balance, October is supposed to be a very, very abundant month. So,
ooh, I like that.
Yeah, just pull it in and
I like
take it in. I have been seeing the 888s again. They disappeared for a while because I'm a big license plate person. And the 888s have disappeared. And in the last couple of days, I'm driving and an 888 pulls in front of me. I parked today in front of an 888. I'm like, oh my God, they're back. They're back.
I like it.
I haven't seen a 323. I've seen the 222, but I've not been seeing 444. I haven't been seeing 333s, and now they're showing back up again. It's like,
oh,
finally, thank you.
I've been getting a lot of the 111s and the 1111s.
Yep. The 1111s.
So it's like going, let those gateways open. Come on.
But that's all about manifesting.
Yeah.
So if it's, you know, if this is such an abundant month,
yeah.
and the portals are open, and people are manifesting faster. I found I'm manifesting faster. I can literally think about something and boom, there it is.
Cool.
So, but the ones are showing. So that's the energy. So, you know, you have to keep open to the signs that are around you too, because if you pay attention, that's when the magic happens.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The energy is really cool though. I'll tell you that. Other than, you know, those solar flare days that we had.
Yeah. We did have solar flares last week.
You could feel it. You could definitely feel it.
We had the solar flares. We had solar tornadoes. We had geomagnetic storms.
What's a solar tornado. I think that was the first time I ever heard it.
Yeah, just literally tornadoes on the sun.
Wow, crazy.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, my God.
But you know what makes sense? Because I think that's when all that chaos started happening. You know,
oh,
literally
my God.
Like a tornado down here.
Yeah.
So the energy was just spiraling all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And then things were coming up and being, you know, exposed. And so, yeah.
On my end, my own personal self, other than some of the experience of what I'm going, seriously, I still have to go through the shit. But my own energetic wise, my God, has it been fabulous. The experiences that I've been having, holy mother of pearls, let me tell you. So that's really cool.
Yeah. Well, and I you know, I try to post Doreen Virtue always has her angel messages for the week. So I was posted on our Facebook page. And I just started laughing when I saw her message this week is about releasing again. This is a heavy week of releasing, and I was like, when are we not releasing? I mean, by we should be an empty.
I should be flying higher than I am right now, people. I should have to be tacked down somehow, some way.
We should be like those Stay Puft marshmallow guys, where we're nothing but marshmallows. But releasing as we've done, for God's sake.
Yeah, God, that's hysterical.
But it is supposed to be a very heavy week for releasing, so let it up and let it out. Don't hold it in. If you need to let it out, let it out. It's coming up for a reason. So I know. Like, how much more can we do?
Jeez.
But
I should be an empty shell by now, I'm telling you. For God's sake. So, you know, also go outside, you guys. We need to be outside. Be outside. Because who knows what this winter is going to be like for those of us who have the change of season. So. And also journal. I've had more readings to where the guys are saying they need to journal. Doesn't matter if you like to or not. You need to. There's a reason for journaling. There's a reason, because it opens you up to channeling. So you don't have to write a freaking book, but you never know what will end up coming out. So you can write. When you say no to it, saying you're not going to do it, you're just stopping what the universe is saying. This is going to be the best way, because your soul knows better than you do. So if your soul's saying, I want to express myself through writing, just do it.
Yeah.
Get off your damn ass and just do it already. If anything, I would say this month I've been more impatient.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I come in here fully claiming that I am not. I have patience, all the patience in the world for kids, but that's about it. That's about it. And animals. Kids and animals.
Well, it's funny because, you know, we talk about journaling, and I always say I am the worst person at journaling, and it always comes up in readings too. We bring it up. We say it on the show a million times. I'm horrible at journaling. I do it once a month during the new moon. And
that's all I'm going to do.
But very interestingly, yesterday, I know, and people, I've always had in readings that I'm going to write a book. And I'm like, what the hell am I going to write about? Well, guess what? It came in yesterday.
Woo!
So I'm like, okay, I have to explore this a little bit. And it's really, it's a very strong, this is what you need to write about. This is what you need to write. I'm like, okay, I'll think about it. And then I...
Mm-hmm.
You know,
she's not supposed to think about it. She's supposed to just do it.
I am not.
All around, I'm supposed to do the
same. Yeah. But when I say I'm going to think about it, it's like there's somebody behind me pushing me going, no thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So the journaling for me, so now I'm going to, I actually feel like writing stuff, because I feel like something has to start coming out.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I've ignored it, but it also comes down to timing. So now that the timing, you know, situations are coming up, here we go.
Yeah,
we'll see what comes out of me.
So then write your own story down and then burn it, you guys, and then rewrite it. And that's the story you're going to read every single day to yourself, is the one that you're recreating. And if you don't know how to recreate a really great story, go to Pinterest, go on the internet, look up fairy tale stories that have, you know, and then look up how the rich people live. And just imagine. But, you know, always remember, you know, you don't always know what's on the other side of the door. So what may present itself as beautiful and fantastic, you don't know what's over there. So what is it that you want for yourself? So those of you who came from nothing, you have to start with something. So that would be one way that you could get some ideas of the life that you want to create for yourself. But, you know, for those of you who, even simple, of not even just materialistic stuff, start looking up on, you know, what are healthy relationships like, so you can bring in healthy relationships. You know, and having plentiful. What is it like? Look up on the internet what rich people, how they live. What is their philosophy? Because every single one of them have a very similar philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
They do. They really honestly do. That's really interesting. I've had three things come up on the internet for me last week and this week to do with money. So I'm going, I got the message. Woo! Let's do it. So, and they all say the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what is it? 10 basic rules that they go by. So look that up so you can get into that thought, that form of thinking. So,
yeah. And if you have, you know, things that, messages that are coming to you, you see something, a certain theme or a certain message, and you're watching TV and then you go to your computer and you see it, and then somebody says it to you and you're like, geez, what? Why? That's a message from the universe saying, get on your horse and go.
Get your ass a moving.
That's right.
Shit or get off the pot.
Yeah.
It sounds that, you guys. It should or get off the pot.
It really is.
You know, yeah, flush it already. Flush it. I know it's a gross analogy, but it's like, be done with the shit already. Be done with it.
Yep. And then we have the new moon is coming up October 12th. So that is a good time, obviously, to write down your intentions.
October 12th.
Yep. And, you know, if you're wanting to start fresh, the new moon is always the best time to do that. So you want to have your intentions written down. You want to do a law of abundance check. And remember, it's always posted on Facebook, so you can go there and check that out. And then review what happened in the past month. Did your intentions manifest? If they didn't manifest and you want them to manifest, how can you rewrite them? How can you restate to the universe how you want that intention to come true? So, you know, you're given a clean slate every 30 days. Use it.
So those of you who need to get organized again, that could be one of your intentions. And I'm just saying that because, like, you know what, I need to reorganize myself. I used to be extremely organized, quit my job, became disorganized, so I need to find it again.
Yep.
So I don't become so compulsive about it, though.
But you can also, this Mercury retrograde is a great time for reorganizing. Because remember the re words.
Mm-hmm.
Reorganize, review, reassign, you know, all the re. That's how you get through Mercury retrograde, because you make your list, you review, you redo whatever you need to do so that by the time it goes forward, you have a plan in place. So, I think, you know, when you use that philosophy, because I've been doing that now for a long, probably a year, Mercury retrograde is a breeze to get through, believe it or not. It really is. You have your little annoyances, like with the phone and with the computer. But in the long run, all I do now is my phone acts weird. I just shut it down and restart it, and it just works fine. Same with the computer. You know, instead of getting frustrated, you just find another way and you do it.
Mercury retrograde used to be hell for me. Mm-hmm. And now it's the solar flares. But the Mercury retrograde brought up all the mental and the emotional stuff that hadn't been dealt with for lifetimes and then common themes in this lifetime. Now I'd say it's a little bit easier with that damn solar flare. That tornado almost killed my body. It hurts so bad.
Yeah.
It hurts so bad.
So if you have, you know, really odd body pains, I have a certain way my body feels, so that when I start feeling that way, I know there's a solar flare. So, you know, keep track of that so you're aware of it. Make sure you're drinking lots and lots and lots of water.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Keep yourself hydrated is imperative to getting through those flares. And so, you know, and also, too, whenever we have sun activity, any kind of geomagnetic storm, we usually have earthquakes here on Earth. So that can also disrupt our energy. That can disrupt how our body feels.
Were there earthquakes going on?
Yeah, actually.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's still unstable down there. So, but, you know, those also affect your energy. Those also affect how your body feels. So really keeping informed will help you get through all of this stuff. So pay attention, read a lot, listen to us. We know what we're talking about.
We're a great source of information.
You don't have to struggle. You don't have to struggle.
Yeah.
Learn from us so you can take it away, and it doesn't have to be as difficult as it was,
you know, for other individuals who are clueless and they don't know what's going
right.
on. So.
And then, you know, you're going to the doctor, and the doctor keeps saying, there's nothing wrong with you. Well, there's nothing wrong with you according to them, but it's very easy to figure out if you start studying the energetics and how it plays with your physical body.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of, is there anything else that we need to let them know?
don't think so.
Shed your old shell. Shed the old shell. Really look at the foods that you're putting into your body. So many people don't eat enough fruits and vegetables. Stay away. Look at everything for the high fructose and the corn syrup stuff. Because that can lower your frequency and vibrancy. Stay away from caffeine. The worst thing you can put in your body that will sit here and deplete your energy, the high energy frequencies and vibrancies, as well as drugs and alcohol. I have more people asking about synthetic medication. Again, we're not doctors, nurses, the medical profession. We don't diagnose or treat. But look at alternative things that are out there. You know, what you're drawn to, essential oils, there's all different kinds of products that are out there right now that seriously are better for you, better for all of us. So this is the time to sit here and look at what is it you might need to do differently. And talk to your doctor about it. Talk to your doctor about it. There's some really cool doctors that are opening up with alternative ways of being able to, you know, treat their patients. So,
yeah, there are a lot more and more doctors now that will use essential oils and combinations of oils to treat a lot of you know, things that are going on in your body. So if you can help treat it with a few drops of essential oils instead of putting synthetic chemicals in your body, isn't that a better solution?
Exactly. You know? Exactly. But water, you guys. You need to, and then make sure that it has a high pH. And the regular water, faucet water, has fluoride, chlorine, and other icky, mucky, yucky stuff. So make sure it's fluoride-free and chlorine-free. Cub foods, for those of you who are, I don't know if it's just Minnesota that has cub foods.
Yeah.
But osmosis water, anything. I mean, there's different things out there. I know there's test strips that you can get that will test and see what kind of fluoride you have in your water. But that blocks your third eye, you guys. It corrodes it. And all of what we're going through is opening up our pineal gland and our pituitary gland. So,
right.
Just really monitor what you're putting in your body.
So, you know, hopefully this information has given you some insight into what is going on. And, you know, you at least can recognize that it's not just you, it's not just in your head, but energies and energetic astrology, what's going on the sun, all of these factors do combine to affect what we're feeling. So hopefully that helps you, you know, feel better and not,
oh, you know what, and also stay away from the God-blessed news, you guys. I hear more people talking about the news. Stay away from it. That is a great source of ick and muck and yuck to lower your energy. And the movies and the shows that you're watching, if it puts you in scare mode, like anything that has to do with, it's not love and light, don't watch
Halloween.
It.
Yeah, Halloween is approaching too, so there's a lot of that scary.
Yeah, stay away from it. Stay away from it.
You know, it doesn't really do anything except lower your energy and bring other crappy things in that you don't want. So, you know, your choice. We're human. We make our choice. We will, but just keep that in mind.
Yeah. Well, I think we said everything we need to say. We may not have a half-hour show.
Yeah.
I don't think we need to say it again to reiterate it.
No.
Well, you guys, we're sending you love and light, and we thank you for listening to Divine Goddess Radio, Tidbits and Tea with Beth and Marie.
Yeah, everybody have a fabulous day, and we will catch you next week.
Have a great week.
Bye-bye.